Fellow Freedom fans, you're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our live broadcast. Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with my Faith and Freedom Show. It's Preservative Talk Radio, engaging the issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Again, if you have some comments about that water authority issue, and we don't have it up for podcast yet, it's going to take me a little time to process that, but you can find it at preservativetalkradio.net. Yesterday I said some extreme things. The kind of arms you need to stand against a standing army, is it limited to pistols? Well, some people want to outlaw pistols. They want to outlaw sidearms. Already, you outlaw sawed-off shotguns because it's a sissy weapon. It's a scatter gun. Right? You know, I mean, it can hit everybody and their neighbor, even though you're aiming over only for everybody. It's not a militia weapon. In federal government, there's a law against transporting sawed-off shotguns across state lines and things like that. So what's the purpose? And should it be limited to pistols to fight against a standing army? It hit me today. Why does the United States have nuclear weapons? And if Isaiah's listening, it's nuclear. I had a young man the other day. It was beautiful. He might be listening. His family might be listening. I think they're going to get a kick out of this. Y'all have done this. You've left that last E off of Tennessee because you're typing real fast. And I'm in a hurry. I got to make some CD labels for a bunch of CDs. I only got like 11 of them printed, and I wanted 25, and it was just nuts. We ran out of ink. And I had to go to a meeting. And Isaiah the other day pointed out, and I hadn't noticed it. And I think it was the last disc I had to hand out, and he says, "You didn't spell Tennessee correctly." And I looked down there, and then in about 4 minutes later, he said, "Nuclear." So guess what? I gave Isaiah what for, and he took it very well. But I think that was good sport. Hey, thank you for calling Copperhead 1240 AM Radio. What's your question or comment?
Hello, I'm trying to call Dave Carmichael.
Oh, you're talking to him. I am David Allen Carmichael, host of this Faith and Freedom broadcast. You're now live on the air with 1240 AM, the Copperhead Radio with Liberty Works Radio Network. Would you like to talk on the radio, or you just ignore the fact that thousands are listening?
David, this is Jan Griffin. I didn't know you were on the radio.
Well, now you're on the radio. You know, I intended to call you to get you on the radio anyway.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So is there something in particular? You can talk about anything. It's a Faith and Freedom show. So if you're praying for us, you can even tell us about it, and all our friends will listen.
Well, here's one thing. I'm sure you all have been keeping up with this great movement by the different sheriff's associations. I have been in contact with, for example, Ron Bruce, who's a sheriff out in Hinsdale County, Colorado, and the Colorado Sheriff Association has taken official position, and I have a copy of the letter that they sent all their senators that they would not go along with any kind of regulations or orders from Washington pertaining to the Second Amendment. And then I understand that the Georgia Sheriff's Association took that same action either yesterday or today, and we have a McNary County sheriff in McNary County, Selmer, Tennessee, who has also taken that same position. I don't know how many other sheriff's associations across the country. This is a burgeoning movement by the sheriffs of the United States. And well, I think it's just wonderful.
Okay, so I'm just heckling right now, but for all you theologians out there, is this providence or divine intervention? Y'all discuss it over tea, but either way, it's a perfect timing of your call because I was just addressing that issue. So, yeah, it's just exciting. I'm so excited that you called. And, of course, you're up in Ray County, and you're right on the verge of the broadcast right now. You should be well within it when we rebuke that minus 15-volt power supply that we're wrestling. But, yes, nevertheless. So, June Griffin of Ray County, tell me specifically, you know, you mentioned something that the local sheriff, can you go ahead and read that document for us?
Oh, my. This is the Colorado... It's too long to read.
Oh, it's too read. Okay. So what is the substance?
It's a position statement that is sent to such important senators in Washington as Mark Udall and others.
Okay.
The Colorado Sheriff's Association, which you can Google over the internet, they sent these letters to their senators and their representatives in Washington. It's very comprehensive, and they make it quite clear that they will not obey orders which will violate the Second Amendment. It's about a three-paragraph letter, too long to read over the air.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, you know what? Here's the other thing as I was thinking about that is that so now you have a sheriff who says if the federal government would lawfully go to the local sheriff and submit themselves to the lawful authority of the county to get permission to let's say if they've got a warrant to search and to seize certain equipment or property, that if they would lawfully do that, and then it does come under the discretion of the sheriff, whether or not it is something that's lawful according to the Constitution. It's interesting to see if a sheriff by themselves, I mean, really, we'll see how they act. I mean, I could see in the olden days, I guess they call up the Minutemen and tell them to muster down at the city hall because that's where all the city pistols are. What do you think's going to happen here, June Griffin?
Well, I think if it comes to that, they will deputize a bunch of men. In fact, Sheriff Bruce told me that in this letter that his office has a steady stream of citizens coming in there demanding that that this be put a stop to from Washington.
Okay.
He's not the only one. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, there's a sheriff up there that is urging the people to take gun safety classes, get yourself armed, don't call 911. Defend yourself. This is huge. I mean, it's happening in every state.
Okay, tell me about your friends. Anecdotally, where I'm going to use a big word there. What is it you're hearing on the ground in the people that you visit and communicate with?
About the guns?
Yeah, about this whole thing.
Oh, well, I know of no person personally. As a friend, no friend of mine is against the Second Amendment, I can tell you that. People that come in and out of our store, they're definitely disturbed about Washington, D.C. But this was broadcast over WGOW yesterday. I called into Brian Joyce, who is from Boston. He's a talk show host. And I want the public to know, because there's nothing in the paper about these sheriffs. And this is what he said. He said, I am a Catholic, and the Catholic Church is anti-gun. And he mentioned the fact, well, so far I only know of 60 sheriffs. I said, well, let me say this to you, sir. In the Revolutionary War, there was only about 13% of the people that were involved, but God was with them. And I said, he's with this movement of these sheriffs if there's not but 10.
And can I tell you, too, those people that were fighting for freedom then were fighting for the religious freedom, particularly of what they called Papists. So it was actually a courageous group that even though those would be called Catholics were actually a oppressed minority at the time. So it's interesting that they secured their liberty. Now, this is something I was just about to say when I saw the light go on and you called. And it occurred to me today, why does the United States have nuclear weapons? What is the strategy behind stockpiling nuclear weapons?
Well, it's for the defense of the sovereignty of our country.
And how is it really being a defense if it's just sitting in your stockpile?
Well, it creates fear in your enemies. That's what.
So what if the U.S., I mean, we're a logical, follow the yellow brick road here. The logical conclusion then, if the United States, if they can convince the United States to get rid of their nuclear weapons, would it make them essentially then vulnerable to attack? Is that not true?
Absolutely. And that's what that nuclear disarmament from the U.N. was designed to do. But we haven't followed their directive.
Okay, I've got another question now. This is the common man's opinion here that's in your common created in the image of God. So I would say, why has nobody ever launched a nuclear weapon at the United States?
Because we'll fight back.
because they've got the weapon in their stockpile. So the reason why it very well may be we could connect the dots, I'm just trying to be as objective as I can here, it very well may be we can connect the dots that the United States government or the Tennessee government or the city government, the Ray County government, has not invaded the homes because people have the stockpile of the firearms. I think so. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. If you have a body of people who are armed and love their constitution and their rights, and the sheriff doesn't want to get shot.
Well, I just, now it seems a little, I'm being kind of, it sounds like my voice is facetious. It's just kind of radio-isms. But those things, and I'm not like, I'm kind of a peaceful guy. Well, I'm not a peaceful guy. If I see a big bully taking on a weaker person, I get incensed. You want to see me go crazy? Go act like a coward and gang up somebody smaller than you. But in the meantime, I'm kind of just, well, let me just obey God and love my neighbor, and I should never have a need for a gun. But on the flip side, I'm so aware of the purpose, the very purpose of that Second Amendment is to make it so that the particular government would never, ever, 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 ever become a tyrannical anti-Christ power.
Well, exactly. And the principle, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of a gun is also very wise. God gave us these rights. They're not something that government gave them. And it's natural for man to defend himself, whether it's with poison arrows or what rocks or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's in your nature, and God secured that with a written document called the Bill of Rights.
That's right. And I use my deadly fingers. But either way, to each his own. Hey, thank you for calling, June Griffin. And again, I encourage you to go to lwrn.net to listen to us live if you're just outside the broadcast. Thank you for the call. Boy, was that timely. That was timely. Boy, oh boy. So she's got this letter, and I'm going to now contact her, and we'll probably have her on a show because she's interested in these things. And we're going to, in fact, I was visiting with that young lady and her husband just a few days ago, just was absolutely blessed by that. But I think I'm going to have her on. I'd planned on contacting her to talk about those things here in the next week or so as the dust was settling in my own administration. Interesting things. Seems a little bit hyper. Seems a little bit like we're stirring up something. Folks, we're in an interesting time in American history. Very interesting time. I encourage you to stay tuned to this Preservative Talk Radio show. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to address things on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis right versus wrong. And your obligation is to listen to what I say and do something one way or the other. You can give me a call. You can challenge me. There's a fairness doctrine. Just because somebody called agrees with me, we have the same sort of thinking. Don't let that offend you or scare you. I really encourage you, because you may convince me, as long as you have a substantive argument, you can actually connect some dots for me. You may change the way I think. Because I try every one of these things, I try to approach them from a mechanism that we can really get to something that actually matters. Now, what we're going to do, I'm going to have to look at tomorrow's show. I'm going to have to review the city council audio to see what the counter statements were. I think this is a very important thing to you, this Moccasin Bend Clean Water Authority. And by what authority, as they say in Latin, quo warranto, by what authority do you have to make a regional government that is outside your authority? It extends beyond your authority, beyond your government powers. Are there companies out there, private companies, private property that will, it's almost like eminent domain, will disappear as far as they're concerned based on these activities? David Allen Carmichael, call us during the week, 888-248-2046, and check us out on the web, preservativetalkradio.com.